Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Way
way back when I was a youngster, you know, I was, you know, like every young man wanted a little girl, and I got slapped by one. And I said, this day forward, I'm slapping. You know, yeah.
I know what you mean. I really don't know what you mean. I'm hearing you. Okay, K. Tickle wrote two books that you can't get in the stores. You got to get them on the streets. Pimps Are Us, and If It Ain't Making Money, It Ain't. So, quotes for your first book that's Pimps Are Us. To put a foot to a hoe commands respect. Explain that.
Well,
explain
that. What that really means is, if the shoe don't fit, get two shoes on off the street. That's what it means.
Oh, say that again.
If the shoe don't fit, get two shoes on walk my street.
Oh, my God.
She's still on walking the street. Okay.
Yeah.
Another thing from your book, if she loves you, she will get your money. Explain that.
Well, what that really means is that you're going to get my money, honey, or you're going to be, put it this way, I just recently got a truck. Remember back in the day, a truck, ice cream truck. With the one ride around that you have ice cream cone that you get it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had it pimped. You know, I had to pimp my ride. You ever heard that?
All right.
You know, anyway, but I got four platinum TVs in there, and I got four setups in there. And the setup is set up like this here. You got two setups over there that's lounging areas. Then I got one area over there that's two nuts or less. You know what I mean? That's the area right there. Two nuts, if you know what I'm talking about. Two nuts or less line. And I got a line over there that says express. And that express, you know what I'm saying? That express line, you know what I'm saying? Woo, that's the longest line ever. You know why it's so long, PhD? Let me tell you why it's so long. The area is so small. The area is real small. Now, as a man, you have to stand up and walk into the area. And it's so tight in the area. I don't know whether he trying to hurry up and bust a nut or hurry up and get out of the tight spot. You know what I mean? You trying to get a tight spot.
No.
K. Tickle, welcome to the show. My sidekick, AC, the Black Edmund Man, AC, scream at K. Tickle.
K. Tickle, what it is, baby? Somebody told me Coors Light ain't got nothing on you. That Coors Light train ain't got nothing on you, baby.
Well, you know, Coors always back then get great ideas from me. You know what I mean? I get a lot of endorsements from Coors, Miller, and all the rest of the guys. You know, I welcome that. But how you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, man. Doing what I do, baby. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, AC, we also got on the line from Arizona. Cy is in the house.
Hey, baby.
Say your name again.
My name's Cy.
Cy?
Cy, yeah.
Well, what's going on, Cy? How you doing, sweetie?
Hey, everything is everything. Arizona's just beautiful this time of year.
I heard. I like the way you said that. Everything is
everything. K-Tickle, have you ever pimped in Arizona?
Well, you know, put it this way. I got another story for you now. You know, I have plenty of stories. I think that's how I kind of influenced a lot of my, you know, my hope. You know what I mean? But anyway, it's too hot down there for me in Arizona. You know what I'm saying? Too hot. I can't deal with the roof. I can't, ooh, Lord have mercy. Sweaty. Oh, no. There ain't no sweaty girls in here. No.
Oh, goodness. No.
stupid.
That's why you got to come out the casino. That's why, because they keep the air blasted when it's wintertime. Oh, no, we got the heater going. You can work it out.
Also from his first book, Pimps on Us, another saying in there that you got, cut them loose when you have no use. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I can explain that. When you're sitting around, and I tell them all, I line them up. You know, they have a little national anthem. I'm going to tell you about that after a while. But cut loose means you cut them drums and drop them. That's all that means, brother. That's all that means. Drop them panties. That's all it means. Cut them loose and drop them. That's all that means.
Stupid me.
Hey, AC, you got anything to say to that?
Hey, I just want to say that's an originator, man. Not a duplicator, but he's an originator. Boy, that line, God have mercy. Boy, that woo.
Okay,
I can't wait to use that one right there. Let him fall.
What I'm going to do, K Tickle, I'm gonna say phrases, and whatever words come in your head after I say it, just spit it out. Try to be brief because I'm trying to use one word, but I use a couple of sentences for you to fill in the blank. So the first...
Go right ahead, bro.
There's going to be five of them. The first one, big butts.
Big butts. All of my hoes.
What'd you say?
All of my hoes.
36, 24, blank.
36. Repeat that again. Kind of storm it over there.
Red pumps.
Red pumps. Yeah, butt naked.
Wait a minute. He said butt naked.
I think he pissed me.
Okay. Money is blank.
Money belongs to a cake tickle.
And my last one, either fat lips or fat hips.
Always fat lips.
Oh, man. I can't stand it already. AC, you got any questions for K Tickle?
I just want to know how long he been in the pimping business.
Well, ever since, like I said earlier, ever since I was a child, you know, like I said, I wasn't spanked on the butt like everybody else. I was stuck with a needle to draw my blood out, and that fascinated everybody because it came up pimp. You know what I mean? That's what it was. You know?
It came up butt pimp.
Yeah. he said, came back, pimp. Hey, like I said before, DAZ, he's an originator, not a duplicator. That's all right.
Okay, K Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Oh, I just dropped the papers.
I think I dropped the phone. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play a song, and we'll come back to K Tickle, Sa, and AC on ATAZP Live. I'm going to pick a song by Ray J. Is he talking about them girls? Here we go.
All five models swallow.
Yo, this is Mr. Bugs of the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to ATAZP Live on blogtalkradio.com.
What's up? This is ATAZP Live with your host, TAZ. We got K Tickle, we got Sy, we got AC in the house. My nephew, Mr. Bugs, is in the chat room. What's up? Jay Tickle. Okay, you wrote two books. One book you can't, again, is called Pimps Are Us. And second book, I got it right here, If It Ain't Making Money, It Ain't. Okay, quotes from the second book. Appearance makes money. Sir, could you please explain that?
Yes, I can explain that very well. You know, I believe in the song T-shirt and panties on. I believe in that. I really do believe in that. But sometimes that's kind of all out of shape when you're walking the street. Just put on one more raincoat, you know. Not the boots, because I don't want my hoes looking like no duck walking down the damn street. You know what I mean? I don't want to look like no duck. I don't
know. Not a duck. Sigh, go on. I know you got a question for the pimp.
I do. And I want you to know that when the brother was talking about me coming on the show, I had to have my attorney dust off his blazer. So he's here. And I ran this question past him. I wanted to ask Kay Tickle a question, but I didn't want it to sound incriminating. All right. Now, Kay Tickle, what do you do? All right. When there was a circumstance from an acquaintance of mine, he had a problem with one of his friends, one of the women in his stable, a celestial goddess, one of Asian culture, and he got in a little bit of trouble, and the girl started screaming. She flipped on him and said, "Will he lock me in the closet with feed me water?" Because she didn't want to perform. Now, how do you keep your stable clean, everybody on task, when they want to step out of line?
That's very, very simple. That's very, very simple. You know,
no.
I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, A.K. Tickle. A.K. Tickle. Three times. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. Cause I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
Whoa, don't put it out. She heard, she clarified that. Kay Tickle, you have been to jail, right?
Yes.
And we can talk about it now because in your book you said it was years ago. So you didn't really elaborate. I don't know if you can or not, but why did you go to jail, sir?
Well, I didn't go to jail simply because of the reason I had to pay certain people off. You know what I'm saying? I didn't pay certain people off, and they threatened me, and at the time, you know, hey, sometimes you got to stand up and say, "Hey, brother, or whoever, I don't want to call no names out, but kiss my ass, you know what I'm saying? Kiss my ass, you know." So I did my time, you know.
Thank God for cable. And the internet.
So, Kay Tickle, you ever had a real job? I mean, has it just been pimping all your life? I mean, you ever had a real job?
KAZ, this is a job, brother. 20.
Oh, my. AC,
yeah,
I
got a question for Kay Tickle. He's saying it is a job. Is there any overtime? Is there overtime required in that job?
Always overtime required. Always.
Let me ask you this question too. I need to know. Okay, in your stable, do you have a starting five or do you have a starting 7-11? What? How does it? I mean, what do you have in the bullpen? What I want to know.
Oh,
do you have any just riding the bench waiting to get in the game?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, I got a top 10. I'm talking about these big money makers. I send them out when it's raining. You know, because most joints do their best work when it's wet outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These top 10 are good doing a drop. But when it's raining, the money flows in, brother. The money flows in.
Like the rain, huh? Just like the rain. The man's turned it into a science.
Of course, he's written two books, and the two books are Pimps Are Us, and If It Ain't Making Money, It Ain't. And from the second book, If It Ain't Making Money, you said, if I slap an H, I expect my money. Go on to elaborate, Kay Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of potato chips don't come out, you slap that machine, and what happens?
I'm through.
You're going to be all right, Casey. You're going to be all right.
Oh, he said he slapped that machine.
Shake it just a little bit, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I got 5 words again, K. Tickle must finish out. Happiness is blank.
Happiness is a room full of
hoes. A room full of watermelon.
No seeds.
Oh, pimp hats represent
collecting money.
K-Tickle is
one of the top-notch brothers that you ever want to meet.
Where should a tattoo go on a female?
Wow. Inquiring minds want to know.
Where should a tattoo go on a female? K-Tickle.
This might be a little painful, but you probably see it. You're going to recognize this right here. You're going to know that these girls belong to me. They call it M-A-L-K now, but it used to be called Hunter Street. You're going to see women with tattoos on the side of their mouth. And what the guys want to do, run it up in there, don't they?
We are learning. Oh, the mic is hot. But go on, Si. I know you want to say something to that.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm not going to touch that. But you know what I do, just to switch, change the subject a little bit, maybe even go back, I want to find out about enterprise. And I cleared this question with my attorney, too, and he said it's fine to ask because I won't be incriminated. I mean, anyway. It's about another friend of mine who had his girls, and because he was such an enterprising brother, he was on the payroll at 5 different banks in the city in which he lived and never did show up a day for work. Now, I'd like to ask Kay Tickle, what enterprises have come out of his big pimping?
Well, I really can't disclose all my information about that.
Oh, no. No.
Believe me, I bury my money. I bury it. No bank,
okay.
Baby. No bank.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's safe and that's fair.
Okay. In your book, Pimpin' Is Us, Sally Joe, I'm not going to say her last name, one of your merchandise, as you would call her, she said, she was quoted as saying, you're the best pimp in the whole wide world. Now, have you been to the pimp's balls? And if so, have you been elected pimp of the year?
2004, 5, 6, and 7, brother.
All of them years back in a row.
Back to back.
he sound like Jordan and Magic, don't he?
So 2004, 5, 6, and 7, you were pimp of the year.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for September, you know, and I think I'm leading right now, so I'm waiting right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's going down there like the Democratic Party right now. It's going down.
Democratic Party.
K-Tickle, got a question for you. This is AC, got a question for you. how do you deal with other pimps coming and trying to get your women, man? How do you deal with that?
How I deal with it? I don't worry about it because I tell them all the time, don't look them in the eyes, because once a pimp looks you in the eyes, you're gone. That's the way it is.
And this cat, his favorite color is pink. He got something with pink in it all the time. Either a pink shirt to set it off, a pink ribbon around his one of his many hats that I've seen him with. Something on pink at all times. Right now, can you describe your wardrobe as, you know, as we speaking on the phone right now? Because I know you just looked at and got through judging G-strings with butts, and I know you were dressed for that affair. So just tell me what you got on now, sir.
Well, what I got on now is I got on a masculine pink robe right now because I have a client that wants to be initiated as one of the new hoes. So I had to try them out first. And, you know, I had to find out which hoe feel the best first so the John to know. You know what I mean? So I got my pink robe on, and, you know, T.A.Z., I got my hat on. It's white. And it's got the ribbon in there. And the women like pink, T.A.Z. It just draws it from them. You know?
A masculine pink robe. Caller 718. Caller 718. Z-Talk, baby. You're on ATAZP Live. You got a question for K Tickle, the real pimp?
Yeah, I'm just, you got me laughing so hard over here, man. I just had to call in. I'm about to fall out my chair. This ain't even funny, so funny.
Who is this? State your name, man. Man, he sound like Barry White.
Yeah, this Tony Mack from NYC.
All right, then. Cool, Tony Mack.
So what I want to ask K Tickle, how come we don't see a lot of old pimps? How come they don't get to retire and go off in the pimp mobile and style?
Well, we don't need to retire for one thing, because there's plenty of money out there. You know, I look at it like this here. Gas done went up, so now I'm getting my first credit card. You know what I mean? What goes up? Bread, eggs, milk, cheese, or whatever. Get my money.
Hey.
Oh,
that's economics.
So I guess since gas don't went up, K Tickle, you got him at the gas station there?
No, I don't have him at the gas station. I got him at the truck stop.
Oh, okay. You got him at the truck stop.
Well, this works too.
Talking to SUVs, we're dropping them out the bus stop like they're kicking the bus.
That's a mess.
All right, then. I just thank you for just sit back and laugh because it's just too funny, man. But,
thank you, Tony, man.
Call me.
Oh, she said, call me.
I might have to use your voice, man, because, hey, sometimes I need some strong arms sometimes. I be trying to take my damn hose. I need somebody with a voice like that. That'll work out for me just fine.
Right. This cake tickle is too much. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play another song. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back to K-Tickle with Cy and AC and the original pimp, K-Tickle. I'm going to play a song by Sweet T, if you remember her, rap artist. And she got a new one out. It's called Real on ATAZP Live.
Nigga off the block. Never used a nigga that had to punch his time clock. All I can do right right now is keep it 100 with you. All you can do right now is make sure I'm having fun with you. From young, they label me a BB type girl. I didn't pick it, it picked me. I'm in a crazy world. I don't know if it was the swag in my walk. I don't know if it was the dark brown skin or the slang that I took. I'll never know what the other life is like. Cause all my niggas get money and pop any nigga that get funny. I had a 24-hour watch on my crib. Never move without a crowd. That's the way that I had to live. I'm always so real in the street. Always so real how I move and I'm still so sweet. Always so real when you heard me sing, it's my beat. Always so real how I'm raw and I'm fucking this beat.
Representing WATACP. Yep. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sore throat, yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decreased, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, and the place to be. WATAZP. Yo.
Yo, this is ATAZP Live with your host TAZ. Got K Tickle on the line, Pimp Extraordinaire, AC, the Black Ed McMahon, and Cy Dig, and AZ representing Benny Randall in the chat room of the Benny Randall Show. He wanted me to ask you, K Tickle, do you have a pink Cadillac?
No, I don't. I leave that for that. What's that woman name with got all that little stuff? Yeah. No, not Aretha, the other woman that sell all that perfume and.
Oh, Mary Kay. Mary Kay. That's right. Mary Kay.
I don't want nobody running behind me hollering, Mary Kay, Mary Kay.
Right. Right.
Hey, AC, right. You still there? Is AC
still
there?
Here, baby. I'm still here, man. I'm over here just, I'm rolling, man. I'm rolling, baby.
Hey,
behind that last one right there, man, that's Originator, man. That's all I can say. That's original right there, man.
Benny Randall also asked, he said, instead of selling your books on the street, you should get some audio books and sell them as well with your voice.
I thought about that. I'm going to have to talk to one of my girls, and she likes to play with the computer and download stuff and all that kind of stuff. I might think about that. She's been bugging me talking about getting a computer and doing all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to be betrayed like one of them preachers. You know, them preachers do that kind of stuff too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I don't want to be, you know, I don't know, because I'm living good. You know, gas went up and the price of hose went down, so who you think they coming to?
Gas down and hose up. That should be a song, K-Tickle. From your book, of course, you got the book, Pimps Are Us, and if it ain't money, it ain't. Selling on the streets. You got a quote from Pimps Are Us. Pimping is an art form. Can you please explain that, sir?
Yes. Pimping is an art form. First of all, you have to tell them. It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are K-Tickle Girl. The one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, Lord, put them all to shame.
Oh, man. So, also, in book number two, if it ain't making money, it ain't. You got a quote that says, appearance makes money by your appearance, by the way you look. Is that true in your everyday life, sir, especially with you wearing this pink?
Are you trying to say the way I look or the way my clothes look?
Well, whatever makes you money, I'm assuming that's what you meant.
Well, I have them top notch. You know, I have them looking good, smelling good, and you know, quite naturally, I'm looking good all the time. You know, I walk down the street, you know, I was walking with one of my girls, and this little boy ran up to me and said, you're my dad. I want to tell him no so bad. I said, well, I want to tell his son, your mama walked on Hunter Street. Your dad on Hunter Street, sir.
That's bad.
Oh, get one out. I know you got another question for him. I know you got.
Well, actually, you know what? I was thinking of recreational activities, group recreational activities, and I was wondering whether or not you guys ever take a day off, like maybe take the host to Disneyland.
You know, yeah.
Magic Mountain. You got to have somebody. Is there somebody that's got to be minding the store? Can all of y'all just go off on a retreat for like a weekend or something?
Every time we go to that place, what they call that? Dollywood. We go to Dollywood. Men go up at the Dollywood to see Big Ben. That's why I can't.
This guy said Dollywood.
And you know what? That sounds so right. It just sounds so right for some reason. It just sounds like it's nice.
He said Dollywood.
Dollywood. No. I've never been there. I've heard about it, but it just sounds so right.
Oh, he took me out. He took me out. AC, you got a question for K Tickle? Is AC there? Because he all the time drops out about this time of the show.
Baby, AC is here, man. AC is here.
Okay, you got a question for K Tickle?
My first question for K Tickle is, K Tickle, I want to award you right now the pimp of the TAZ show. I'm just a co-host, but I'm going to award you that. And what I like to do is to bring you, if I could, meet you somewhere on Simpson, somewhere, wherever I might be able to meet you, and bring you the pimp of the year award for the TAZ show. Can I do that?
That would be nice. That would be nice, but I'm also going to award you. Can you handle three? Can you handle three?
Can I what?
Can you handle three?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you handle three?
Oh, can you handle three? Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
The key thing about in my game, if a man give you something, you got to give him something back. You know what I mean? So you're going to give me the award, and I'm going to give you $3 for the night, brother.
He giving away.
You might want to text him.
Y'all might want to do that. And don't say, hey, AC, don't say you're a representative of the show, because I ain't trying to go down either.
He don't want to answer me because it sounds like he's scared or what's going on.
I handle.
Oh, man.
You know the punishment I'm talking about. They built for that. You gotta be ready.
Okay, Kate, I'm gonna randomly pick out these little phrases. I want you to answer them as quick as you can. Here we go again. Love for the K Tickle.
Always.
Thick women.
Tight pussy.
Skinny women. Greed.
Johns. Them Johns are greedy.
And G-string.
That's about you. G-string. I tell my girl to use those G-strings when you got one of them jokers that's out there trying to talk and trying to be in love with them. I tell them, tie that nigga mouth up with that G-string. I ain't in love.
Oh, my God.
I'm standing in TAC.
you stupid. we got 10 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank K Tickle for coming out of his busy schedule. He just got through looking at a G-string contest, matter of fact. And, that's why we pushed the show back to 10 o'clock instead of 9:30, because he didn't get out until 10. So, K Tickle, before you roll out, I want AC and Sy to say their last words to you. We got 9 minutes.
Well, K Tickle, I got to tell you, man, you're the master. You're the master, and there's no doubt about it. You are definitely handling business. Okay, let's put it that way. And you know, mad respect. Mad respect. You just
that
keep on handling.
Right now, I'm looking at my window right now at the balcony, and I see somebody out there messing around. But don't worry. It's raining out there. I'm taking my umbrella, and oh my goodness, she better get her shit together before I get out of there.
AC, you got any last words for K Tickle?
K Tickle, just as I said before, baby, you are an originator, not a duplicate. So, and again, you are the pimp of all pimps and of the TAC show. And I have no doubt that you will win and repeat. It will come unanimous 2008 Pimp of the Year.
Thank you very much, brother. I thank you very much for that, for those good, kind words coming from a brother that's going to get three of my girls. Thank you very much.
K Tickle, pimps are us, and if it ain't making money, it ain't. Where can they get these books at? I know that you're selling them on the streets. So just where can they get these books at? Do you have a website or anything?
Well, no. I randomly distribute them out to most of the churches right now. You know, the women that come out of church. I distribute them. They go in there and they do the thing. Then they come out and then they read my book, you know.
So you distribute this out to the church?
Wait a minute. I have some people standing out in the parking lot for me, and then you think they're getting a little flyer, but they got the whole book, man. I'm telling you, I get called all the time.
One more thing. How do you find time in your busy schedule out to actually write two books? I mean, they're not that big. I mean, they're like over 190 pages, but they're not that big. But I'm just saying, when did you have time to write these?
Well, I have time to write as I'm looking out of my limousine, and as I see them hoes fucking up, I write that shit down. But I write it down.
He said, as he thinks. Boy, I tell you.
It's a day-to-day thing. It's a day-to-day operation. It's ran like any other a corporation. It just got, I'm not just the CEO, the owner. You know, they call me sometimes. They say, hey, Arthur. They call me little Arthur Blake sometimes. You know, Arthur Blake. Yeah, you know Arthur Blake. Owner.
Uh-huh.
They call me Arthur. I'm the owner.
I got one last question. Whenever you have time in your busy schedule, like 5 or 6 months down the line here, I'm going to need you to come back in again to just spread this philosophy to other people that haven't heard it yet, because you have a lot of things to say, my brother, and you are truly funny. And do you really talk like that?
Every day, I can't help it, brother. I mean, ever since the last time I had to run up behind a hole, come back here, I'm hollering so hard. And, you know, at first I had but no masculine voice, like my man that called in. Remember when he called in, he had an old geek voice, and you called him Bird, right? But this time, my whole trying to get away from me. Your voice get high. Come back here.
So So it was the train, huh?
I
tell you, that's dedication.
Well, again, I want to say thank you, K Tickle, for coming in. It's been a blast. I didn't know if the show was going to jump off because I didn't know if K Tickle had time because, like I said, he was in the G-string contest looking at them G-strings, judging them. So I didn't know if you had time to come out.
I really appreciate the air time, and I will let my girl hear this when they come off the street about 3 o'clock tonight. I don't give a damn if there's a hurricane out there. I got to have my money. It's raining. They're going to do this shit tonight. And they ain't going to be dripping no water on my carpet in here. God damn it. The carpet is pink. So when they walk in the palace, the first thing they say, ooh, K-Tickle.
Oh, my God. Well, again, thank you, K-Tickle. Thank you, Cy, for coming in. Thank you, AC, for calling in. Safe travels to you, bro, next week. I'll see you next week. K-Tickle, I'll be talking to you again.
Thank you for the time, brother.
This is ATAZP Live. I'm going to end it with a song that me and Rolanda did last year, but it's the Z Vocals where we drop the music out and just have the straight words coming out. Again, thanks to K Tickle, thanks to Cy, thanks to AC. This is TAZ.
USA, and I'm chilling out in every possible way. Business meetings all across the place. Now the big booty's all in my face. Let's take it back where we used to slam. New dances, the music was on jam. People had a good time in the spot. Pack the flow because this beat is hot. You hear them bells in the atmosphere. Party right here and we didn't care. Girl with the red dress looking nice. I'm on the dance floor, she smiled twice. Had the Secret Service swoop her up. Oh, she turned around, got a big old butt. They're setting up food on the other side. Gotta get off the doing the electric slide. Hell no.
Here we go again. Thing we used to do.
Go
back in the day.
Now. Here we
the
go.
Same thing that y'all do. In a different way.
Now.
The thing
here
we used to do
we go
back in the day
now.
Is
we
the same thing that y'all do in a different way.
What?
Thing we used to do
we go
back in the day
now.
Is the same thing that y'all do in a different way.
Now.
Got a chicken bone all in my hand. My head nodding to the clubhouse band. The Secret Service, they're whispering to me. We got the red dress on the other side, Z.
Here
I stroll right
again.
Through the crowd. This bass is funky, but the bells are loud. There she go playing, looking extra good. I asked her, let's go roll on the wood. She shine, looking like a jewel. Did the stoop dance, I look cool.
Here
well,
we go
glad
again.
The Secret Service swooped her up. Oh, she turned around, got a big old butt. People had a good time in the spot. Pack the floor because this beat is hot. I'm the president of the USA, and I'm chilling out in every possible way. Hey.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Thing
here we go again. Things we used to do,
we go
back in the day,
now.
Here
we
go again, that y'all do, in a different way. Things we used to do,
we
go back in the day,
now.
Here we go again, that y'all do, in a different way.
Now.
Blog Talk Radio.